Yo, yo, motherfucker, yo, 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 motherfucker, yo, my bad, I was bouncing on this chair. But welcome to another Beer Blunt HD podcast moment. We go as true. Before I forget, because lately I have been forgetting, the weed strain of the week. We got some grease, monkey. Got some fruit cakes. It was something else that we got too. But mainly, yeah. That's what I got in front of me. Shout out to the Captain Kush. See how I got them bitches rolling prepared. You know what I'm saying? You gotta be prepared. You know what I'm saying? Stay ready. You ain't gotta worry about getting ready. You know what they say? But what's up, y'all? It's been a long, long, long ass weekend. Got my little cup of wine sitting here, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, get to the shit. First and foremost, yes, it's still Gemini season. For all you people that's trying to rush this month for y'all regular ass birthday, don't do that. We sat there like, all you motherfuckers enjoy your little birthday months, but when our month come, y'all wanna rush the months and shit. Like, no, don't rush this shit. Let this shit happen. But I really not finish, you gotta get this shit done, so. Anyway, that's a whole different story. But yeah. The shit that I want to talk about on Big Blunt's HD podcast today. First things first, shout out to KD. Shout out James Harden. Even Kyrie. But those three was individual players that I had on like other teams that I kind of was like, okay, they would be good. Low key, it would have been better if they would just came to the Bulls, but it's cool, you know. They team still shit, you feel me? They still doing they thug dizzle. But, you know, I watched a clip of something that Giannis did. Giannis was petty because Tyree knew when he was in this situation how he moved his foot. Giannis put his foot in the way that caused Kyrie to go down. Maybe he did it on purpose, maybe he didn't, but he did it. So, like, yeah. And this is why they down 3-2. You can't be petty when the games is going good, my friend. Like, you can't. Can't be petty when the game's going good. And to show, I'm gonna play a little clip off the other phone so y'all can see it. Wait till it start back over, people. But yeah, I think that I'm like, you could move that look. See how he crisscrossed that foot back? Look what Giannis did. I'm putting my little long ass feet right here. Like, he's paid for that, but it's cool. You know what I'm saying? I want to see Harden get him a ring. I want to see Kyrie get a ring. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Shit I want to see. I'm still in Instagram jail on my other account. So, I got to start doing all this on this account. Another story I wanted to talk about. Going to quickly jump out of basketball. Alabama mother and daughter enjoyed watching each other's sex tape. That was a story. Why is this a story? Because what weird we all in the family as vibe do y'all get from watching your mother's or your or the daughter watch? Anyway, what do you get of watching family's sex tape? Like, that shit is creepy. I stopped watching porn all because I thought I seen a sibling in the porn. And ever since then, poor and creepy as hell. No, like, come on, y'all. Like, my bad, y'all. I ain't got a light up. I'm sitting right here. Shout out to my cat. She's somewhere around as well. This is me fanning Smite for a light up. I had a fan for a lighter. This shit is real. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. I'm like, I get all this. I got blunts rolled. No lighters. Oh, yeah. Shout out to my new movement. It's officially going to be the dope movement. Don't mind this little ass mic, even though that mic gonna get all the burping I just did. I'm about to see how to count slash it out. Came for the burping to ruin my show. But yeah, I felt like that was weird. Like, I don't know what type of thing they got going on in their household, but I'm not watching no sex tape my OG in. Like, you got me fucked up. Like, we got scarred as kids catching parents fucking. What made you think I want to rewatch? Rewatch all my life of you doing that. No, I'm good. I am good. I know some of the shit I did while fucking. You think they ain't doing all that? You think they ain't topping them levels? Another thing. To switch back from this creepy topic to another topic, shout out to the Phoenix Suns. Phoenix Suns swept. I think it was Nuggets they was playing. But I realized something. Even when we seen, like, out here in Chicago, we had the White Sox game, we had a Cubs game, each last game followed with a team losing, but then their fans want to fight the winning team fans. And each time I see this happen, motherfuckers are at their ass whoop. Check this out. Now, my man, he should have just walked away like he was going to do it, but no, he tries to get a sneak shot in. He's like, nah, come here. Let me see your face. His homie's like, man, stop that. He punched his homie. Like, he's like, yeah, Suns winning game four. That shit was hilarious, bro. Like, cause then you gotta walk away. Now you gotta tell your homie why you ain't help me. Why you let him grab me like that? They both of them had like the same jersey. That's the fucked up part about it. Y'all got on the same jersey, my nigga. Like, this is some shit you should have been like, you know what, let me go on here and go. But nope, you talk these hands. Not bad. This shit is just funny to me. Because some people understand every battle is not meant for you. Like, every situation is not meant for you. That situation definitely was not meant for my boy. But he caught some hands trying to be a snake. See, snake always gets head chopped off eventually. Sometimes it happens before, sometimes it don't. Shout out to Dante Wilder. You know what I'm saying? Him and Tyson Fury got another fight coming. I ain't gonna lie, the last fight, I was like, come on, Wilder? Come on. I don't know. To me, he wasn't even moving the same in that fight. So it was like, now I want to see what the revenge fight gonna look like. But yeah, they got a fight coming out. I think it's July 24th. They got them a little personal fight coming out and shit. So, you know, I'm definitely gonna watch it though. Speaking of fights, this is a separate announcement in a joking way for my Caucasian peoples. Start telling your kids they ain't shit early, because they come out to this real world thinking they great at everything they put their fucking face in front of, And some of them don't be as great. Now, it was a fight. 8-round fight. 3 minutes. Nobody can get knocked out. But he's going around. And I know y'all know what I'm talking about. Look, this is shit I don't like, okay? Now, because when I seen the man take the stand of how he really wanted to be a boxer, I'm like, okay, he really want to be a boxer. So I wanted to see, like, how is he going to be, like, on the boxing level. I feel like he run your mouth too much. And I don't know if it's because of the niggas you hang with that got you thinking that this talkative mentality is the best mentality. But the thing say, who shall retire next? Who you retire in the first place? We should retire you because your boxing skills is like, if the caveman finally found fire, that would be his boxing skills. It's like, come on now. They got lighters now. See this? Like, but it's like, I mean, I understand, you know, you want to test your boxing strength and shit like that. I understand that. Logan Paul, do your thing. But at the same time, you knocked out a basketball player that I probably never seen do an inch of scrap. He ain't even scrapped like that on the court. But you knocked him out. Okay. Congratulations. Then you fought your little YouTube buddy. You seen how that shit went. But then you just fought. I don't give a fuck what nobody talking about. Either he took a nap or that nigga was asleep. But it was a moment Floyd hit him. And don't get me wrong, I don't like Floyd like that. Really, what's good with it? I don't like Floyd like that. Like, I always feels odd to me how we watch Mike Tyson and Muhammad Ali and all these motherfuckers. They got losses on their belt. But these are niggas I'm scared of. But then you look at Floyd, it's like, you the one win 50 or not? I mean, in a way, he gave me that, you know, small person mentality. Like, damn, we actually can do it. But at the same time, like, nah, something ain't right. Something is not right. Like, even with that little fight, I see the money all them niggas made. They made off motherfuckers paying for pay-per-view. On top of other shit. So it's like, it's like, I'll be understand this shit. Like, we need to start telling people straight up what we see of them and what we feel about them. Jake Paul, I feel like you're gonna get big headed and somebody gonna knock your ass out. And it's gonna be sad because sometimes people's mouths get them in trouble for real. You could talk yourself into some shit, you could talk yourself out of some shit. And 9 out of 10 motherfuckers love talking themselves out of some shit. But that's just how it is, you know? But I feel like it's weird, man. Like, I mean, then his brother is just like his hype man. Because it's a scene. I think I got it in this phone or my other phone. But it's a scene that his brother's in the stands. When he did the Floyd fight, his brother was just cheering him on. It was a moment he was throwing wild punches to the side. He basically hit him like in the shoulder and the arm and shit. His brother thought that was like the best shit ever. Like, yeah, get him, bro. Get him, bro. And I'm looking like, he's not really punching this man. We used to do that shit in the hood just with body shots. Like, you literally have to fold your arm like this and just take the blows. Then you switch it. You'd be the one throwing the blows. It's like, that's what I thought that shit was. I don't feel like that shit was really a fight. That shit was just, look, that slap box a little bit. That they need to bring back, slap box. I feel like the most thing you can do as a man, or as a person, period, is slap the shit out of them that will make them hurt a little bit more than punching them. Man, bring back slap boxing. Like, sad part about it, I used to hate it in school. I ended up busting somebody's nose. And I told him I didn't want to do it. But you know, niggas and their eagles. They feel like, oh, they never seen you do such and such. They feel like they can test you. I don't do that for a reason. If I never really took boxing like that, I didn't want to have to deal with, man, birthday punches. Bring that shit back, bro. Like, that shit taught us most of this shit. Most of this shit is like riding a bike with training wheels. Shit don't mean shit. I ain't want to stop my whole little thing. But yeah, man, it's like, it's certain shit they just need to bring back, man. Birthday punch was one of them. Slap box was one of them. Like, because some of these mothers just talk themselves in bullshit. Like, they ain't really, like, you know, rah, rah, I'm scary. Fear me. No. I feel like most of them, they're just talking themselves in bullshit. And I'm just sitting there like, damn. I know he made a bag. Come on, you fought a nigga who went undefeated. You trying to tell me you ain't make a bag from this? Shit, they calculated Floyd bag. Oh, what he made. That's just endorsements this nigga made over there in 50 some million. So it's like, come on now. Come on now. This man made bank justify a YouTube dude. You know, my thing is, I was sitting there saying, like, it'll just be sad if he would have got knocked out, because you came back from retirement to fight a YouTube dude. And that's my thing. I always say it's going to be weird, because the person that knocks him out for the first time, it's going to be unexpected. That's what I'm like, dude, just take your 50-0 title and roll with it, man. Like, you risking and all this shit for motherfuckers who trying to build a boxing legacy? Why? You think Muhammad Ali would came back from retirement fighting some? You think Mike Tyson would have fought somebody else before he fought Roy Jones Jr.? Really? like, come on now. But hey, they like it, we love it. I seen this shit online. I'm gonna let y'all take a look at it, because I don't know how I should feel about it, cause that's a security guard right there. He tried to grab the bag like a little bitch, but dude still got out the fucking store, and he knocked y'all door off the hinges. Look, boop boop. But like, I feel like, do y'all think the security guard should lose his job for that? Cause he literally watched. He ain't flashed no flashlight. He ain't mace nobody pepper spray. He ain't even tripped the motherfucker. You could have put a stick in the tires of the bike and watched the bike flip. But he didn't do none of that shit. He just looked at him, recorded it. Oh, this is going to be good for war stuff. And boom. I'm mad. I wish they had like a different angle. I want to see his facial expression while he was sitting there watching this nigga do it. Because it's like, he ain't care. He like, I ain't about to protect this body wash with my life. You got me fucked up. I'm like, damn. You could leave, you know what I'm saying? Like, did you pinch the bitch? Did you at least pinch the bitch? Ah, today is a good day, y'all. Today is a good day. I took an edible. And I'm smoking right behind it. Trying to boost the quality up. No, just a slight boost in the quality. Tiffany, what's up with you? But yeah, y'all, shit's crazy, y'all. Not much saying, talking shit about people. Trying to see, yeah, what's the next move. I decided to get my little podcast thing out the way, because, yeah, I normally forget this shit. But a nigga normally forget this shit, and I'll be sitting here looking like, man. Shout out to Chris Paul, though. I just want to say that loud and clear, you know. But Chris Paul need a ring, man. Stop playing with Chris Paul. Chris Paul been on a solid point guard that I don't want him to be like Steve Nash. Steve Nash was a solid point guard, but I think Steve Nash only had one ring. Is it one? No, wait. How many rings Steve Nash got? Oh, gotta do some research, y'all. Gotta do some motherfucking research. And I say you get high enough, you might get stuck. Like, then what you gonna do? No, I'm stuck. I don't get high as hell, though. You know, hey, you see my new dope movement? Hey, dope movement. Hey, yo. Whoa, what's up with it?
What's going down, man?
Nothing much.
You're talking about Chris Paul, right?
Oh, yeah, Chris Paul.
That's a basketball player, right? Basketball.
Yeah.
Hey, where's
he don't need those. he making millions. Look, you think if I start making millions, this shit gonna change? Mm-mm, I'm keeping the fro dreads.
No.
He had BB shots.
Connected them curls. Them curls are supposed to connect. You understand me? None of his canals, no. They don't connect. And they don't twirl the same way.
That's what.
Kevin Durant needs a barber. Where's his friends at? Somebody needs to move around with a brush. Where did that guy from Poetic Justice? Where's he at?
He said, what a guy from Poetic Justice. Ms. Red, what's up with you? He said, where's the nigga from Poetic Justice? I thought everybody liked the little BB shots. You know what I'm saying?
That didn't get on your nerves, man. You didn't be like, man. Even after every shot, you're like, man.
Yeah, I see Kevin Durant on 2K more than actual. You know, on 2K his hell decent. He got a little fade.
Even on the video game, his shit fucked up. That's how you know that's him. You're like, yeah, that's KD. I know that's KD.
He just left him right. So
he basically got
a cemetery on top of his head.
All that freaking money in the world. Come on, bro. Anybody think the same? Like, yo, son, I don't care what we do. I don't care who it is. After he make a shot, my father, my uncle, my brother, my mama. Now, he don't want ladies walk past it.
Hey, you know, if they walk past, then do you want these? You know they about to say something about your ass. Like, you know they about to say something about your ass.
Nah, they look at the screen. You know how they be, you know, women, they give them a comment on something. They just give them an honest comment. Like, they all say the same thing. What's wrong with that boy here? Like, he on the bench now. He on the bench. What's wrong with that boy? He should have won on the bench.
Y'all be mad at that moment when he was injured if that was the only time he had his head done. he got his hair cut that moment, just sitting in the house with a fresh cut. He came back like, all right, y'all, back playing. Man, I don't know, man. I ain't heard from Dubian like, damn near, man. I hear him up. He ain't respond. Sure.
We all grown ups. We think him. He's on Instagram.
I mean, I feel like if anything, he'll come back when he really come back.
Yeah, he's not on Instagram. He's not on there. That's it. They were like, why you didn't answer your phone? Because I didn't answer it. Oh, okay.
I already tell people, if you could pay a phone bill for somebody, then you probably got the right to ask a question about somebody's phone. But if you're not, I just didn't want to answer the phone. That's all it was.
I really don't ask too many questions about anybody else's shit. You know what I'm saying? Excuse me. I'm trying not to curse you, Jeff. It's hard. I'm sorry.
Hey, so Kevin Durant hair like a lucky pair of socks. I'm just asking the question. You know what I'm saying?
Needs to tell people to stop congratulating them too much.
Can you talk about that? Like after I get done.
No, watch out, y'all.
I don't want to see this man. You just hit me, you motherfucker.
You pay for it out of the way of.
You pay for it, cut it off.
She finna smack that. Yeah, I see that, right?
Can we talk about this later? Like, at least say my face. Like, don't hit me in the face. But like, if you hit somebody, hit him in the back of the head so nobody won't know this.
Come on, baby. That's my money maker right here. No. Okay.
Cam lost his title. That Cam Breeze thing, I gotta say that go over. Like, we need to do like a Rose Room version of that shit, because that shit, I'm like, come on now. Oh no.
It's so many jokes. That's number one. And number two, that's the reason why it was a stumble, because he stumbled. If he never stumbled, it would have been like, oh, okay. But once you stumble, once you say somebody goes, once you go, you got it. That's it, you lost.
You lost right there now.
You gave up, you got it.
But that's how you know you lost, right there now. Hey.
You got it.
But like, I feel like you could tell he ain't had like many sports competitions or something like that, because we never hung out with the competition before the competition. We ain't competition, nigga. Hey, I'll speak to you after this shit over with. But right now, nigga, it's nothing but meme mugs. That's all we.
Yo, she rolled up the sleeve. She fed him, put him to sleep, been nice to him.
Probably rubbed the back of his little head. Rub this little soft spot. Nigga, you out here getting catered to. Run. You supposed to have been a warrior.
all his jokes was gratitude jokes. Now, who's here? Thank you.
He said, thank you.
All his jokes was gratitude jokes. She was like, yeah, blind your death.
Man. He probably went in there with an attitude like, man, Bree's really cool peoples. Whole time she thinking I'm about to murder this nigga. Like, I'm about to. Hey, you know how you break the mop stick? She treated his ass like the mop stick, nigga. I'm about to break this little nigga.
Yo, she had a picture of Cam on the wall. And she was just throwing darts at that shit. She had planned out. You know how they do in the detective world? Like, they had the lines and the pictures drawn out. She had all that shit ready for Cam.
Ready for him. She was like, let me see how this nigga lifestyle is. Let me see how this nigga is in real life. Then she used all that shit against you. Like, rule number one, you don't work with the enemy until you need to work with the enemy. That was not the moment.
Yeah, she may have a video where she patting him to to sleep. Like, yeah, go on to sleep. Yes, precious. Yes.
Like, she rubbing his ear and shit. Like, yes, you feel that, don't you? Yes, yes.
Hey,
man, in front of everybody. Like, she did this shit in front of everybody. She didn't care. I just want you to know that. She did not care. A real person would have did that shit behind the scenes. She waited till the competition to let them riches ride. She went the whole clip on. Like, man, she manipulate her victim to be all nice and shit. Once they be nice. She...
Yo, the whole time she was driving, like, I'm gonna kill this nigga.
So I'm about to murk this motherfucker. He think we in here eating snacks for no reason? Okay. Look, and the crazy part about it, she brought the kids and shit. So you should have knew, like, she brought the kids. And on top of that being nice, nah, you should knew it was something up.
Never trusted, and she smiled. That was poison. She
smiled the whole time in your face, like. showing all 100 teeth.
Yes, I'm bringing home the victory meat now. Victory meat that I just killed.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, fuck up all about it? She wore a belt, a championship belt. You should have knew she came prepared. She had a championship belt on. All type of shit.
That shit don't make no damn sense, man. I would feel kind of way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I probably would have to write a bad review on Yelp or something. I would have
something.
To, you know,
somebody gotta take a backlash for this.
Cam, you should file some type of grievance.
Man,
you should file something.
File some type of report, nigga. How you say, fill out a police report or some nigga.
File for another PPP, elemental P loan or something. File for something. Cause you
file, say, file for a please loan.
Yeah, she's dirty, man. You didn't see that coming. You young. I'm sorry, brother. You young. That's your living and learning.
Man. Little coyote paws, too.
little Pomeranian paws. Take a long time to kill you. Annoying the hell out of you while they doing it.
Man. Whole time, bite your ankles and annoying the shit out you. Like, come on, man. Like, look, one gotta give, motherfucker. You gonna bark or you gonna bite? Pick a pick. You can't get both, bitch. You cannot get both.
Damn noise getting on my goddamn nerve.
Well, that shit was hilarious, though. But we definitely gotta run some in that form or fashion. Because I'm mad. I will see what motherfuckers doing. I seen a couple people pop in this joint. I would ask it just now. Be like, look, y'all trying to do a, I need Instagram. Get my other account back, man.
No, your other account was canceled or something?
Nah, I'm sitting on Instagram jail. I'm gonna need Instagram to give me a report of the shit that I done so I can know not to do it again. No,
like, what the hell did you do?
Shit, who knows? If anything, I'm always popping somebody's live, but I feel like it'd be motherfucking important to me, though.
Bobby thinks it's copyright infringement, but tell him, you was born looking like a Teddy Graham. They are biting off of you. If anything, you can sue. They're using your likeness. You understand me?
I'm gonna let that one slide. You say you was made. You made 10 grams.
Fuck Grand Crackers. Fuck Grand Crackers. Give my man back his Instagram.
Yeah. I want to get my nose lawyer on y'all. Y'all see down there doing his nose of cockering. I wasn't. Like joint cockering. Nose of cockering.
I used to run with a singing group, Nose to Men, but nah, we grown up. We don't play that bullshit no more.
No, it's called that boy, Nose or Snot. That was their new single. Their first single, Nose Snot.
Yeah, he just came home, y'all. He just got out of the cookie jar.
Man, you know how hard it is to get the, you know how hard it is to get the little arms off the top of the cookie jar?
Man, yeah, I spent 15 years in the jar.
And still I rise. And still I rise.
Indeed. Oh, shit. You put that in the scrolls.
But I hate
something I just had to get off my chest, you know. Certain things you just can't let slide, no goddamn boy. Oh, yeah. Like, another thing, before I leave, always let the hit ladies with stuff that will hit their mind. Hit their mind. Now, ladies, pay close attention. You don't just keep yourself clean. Y'all clean, you're beautiful from head to toe. But make sure. Right there, the top of your back, like from the bottom of your back to the top of your ass crack. Make sure you grease that, okay? Just keep that part motioned up, because that's the part that is always ashy. Uh-huh, always ashy. And it's so, black on everybody.
You say from the crack to the lower back?
It's a lower back crack. Yeah, lower back crack.
Okay.
That's when you see the black and you see the ash. Like, wait a minute, you're a white girl. How you get ash and you black? Like, come on now. Like, you can't be doing that.
How your butt crack ashy? Come on now.
Mm-hmm. And how you get an African American butt? Like, this in this just in the middle.
He said just in the middle.
Where the two ass cheeks meet, you know? Where they meet, where they say, hey, how you doing? See, in the middle of everything is black people. In the middle of all this shit is black people, see? You didn't hear it? Between two of all that bullshit.
Black is everywhere, man.
They got between two cheeks. Black guys between two cheeks about to shit on us.
So that,
I'm just telling y'all that so y'all don't, you know, have your man talking shit about y'all, cause that's the only thing I talk shit about my woman about. Like, if that part is ashy right there, I'ma talk shit about it. Yeah, I'm like, cause you're supposed to have caught that.
So you lotion up everything, but you missed the spot. But
the most important, how you gonna bend over if that part is not, you know, well lubricated? The next thing you know, your ass is split. You know what I'm saying? Thank you very much.
That
ain't like an open purse. I'm good.
Open purse.
I'm good.
Oh, shit.
I ain't got no quarters.
So, basically, moral of the story, keep the lotion on deck.
Yeah. Not lotion, ladies and gentlemen, because that lotion, man.
Keep you some pure vegetable oil on deck then. I don't know. I guess he wants y'all to be shiny, so. You gotta treat you like a.
I just had pure vegetable oil. That was. You didn't know you dropped pure jewels, but it just did, ladies and gentlemen. You dropped pure jewels. There you go. He said pure vegetable oil. That's pretty good, too. Because that we do use vegetable and olive oil. See, you didn't even know what it was. He said, bing, just came out the blue.
I said, just bing.
No more lotion. You got to go. You got too many chemicals in you. The chemicals used to kill my mama hands. Then we use that head top to foot bottom that I got from Shorty. This lady makes it. It's called head top to foot bottom. That shit, look. I'm actually 94 years old. You won't see no wrinkles or nothing.
He said I'm actually 94. I knew he was old, but I knew he was younger than Lothario. Lothario is old. Like,
the Mysterio is 2 days younger than The Rock.
I thought he was like...
Not The Rock.
Like an actual Rock.
He's younger than Rocks.
Like the actual... Okay. So he came in a couple days after the dirt got like fertilized and shit. Okay.
Let it be light, and the dirt will please turn it on.
So let that be light.
The dirt will please flip the switch.
Yeah, like this with his glasses, the final switch. Little do y'all know, his glasses are for show.
Oh Lord, I can't see.
Like Lothario glasses for show. He actually got 20/20 vision. Like that nigga can see through. He take them glasses off, he can see through bodies. That's why he gotta keep them on. He been scarred all his life, don't stop.
No. Oh, what is power that I gotta go for? Oh,
bye. Really? No. Had to get ready to pop in. Radio has to be tripping. You can't get high and have radio around. Cause you'll be surprised the way your conversation go. My conversation was going about the topics I had for the day, and we just started talking about people. He came in the dough talking about Kevin Durant. I'm over here looking at the positivity about him and shit like that. Like he just tucked away. Well, he just tucked the Bucks away. Couldn't know the dude named Tuck that he was fighting against. No, y'all probably didn't get that one. But hopefully he tucked these Bucks away. Then I hope next season, the Bulls can do something and start fucking playing. In a minute, the Bulls gonna need to hire some actual people off the street to come hoop for them. I know some people that's on the street that hoop, but I ain't gonna say that. I'm just saying, they need the help. Goddammit, I'm tired of watching either my favorite player or somebody else's team in the finals and shit like that. I keep tagging the Bulls in this Chicago takeover. And that's basically their way of getting everybody that's from here to play on their team. But would they do it? Fuck no. They hard-headed. They hard-headed as hell. But shout out to Reddy for popping in. This is another Big Blunts HD podcast moment. Eventually, I gotta get my dope movement shit going on. Basically, it's a movement of. I know I got a couple of talents. I know there's a couple of unknown people who got a couple of talents. And our goal is to, push through the door because, you gotta be a favorite or you gotta prove to motherfuckers that, I can do this shit. Even though there's a lot of people I feel like that made it, that shouldn't. But, it is what it is. So basically, it's the way to take me and some more unknown but talented motherfuckers to the top. So, I got dope movements in the hoodies. I got it in the shirt. I got it in the crop top for ladies. And I got it in the tank top for men and ladies. So, I actually got to put up the roast room thing I made. I know there's a couple of them that shot the cam that he said he actually kind of fuck with. So I made a little design about that one too. And I think that's it. I got my dope out thing I'm about to create. For all my stoners and shit like that who love to get high. And yeah, now I'm about to sit here, roll the fuck up again, and yeah, dope out.